And away we go!
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Relatively Subjective. I'm George.
I'm David.
And we're relatives, and we have subjective opinions on movie-related stuff.
Hence the name of our podcast, Relatively Subjective.
Today's episode is brought to you by being slightly hungover. Only a little bit. Not that much. But today's episode is also all about Terminator Dark Fate. The new Terminator movie, the newest one. Here we are going hunting. And we're going to talk about how we went hunting. Along with all our usual stuff, we're going to talk about the trailers we saw before the movie and what we've been watching on our free time.
Yep.
And so let's get into it.
We spoil everything.
We spoil everything.
Want to get that set up in the first 45 seconds.
If you don't want to know anything about Terminator Dark Fate, also, anything we ever really mention, because we do watch just a range of things, stuff that kind of has come out recently, and also things that are just pretty old and you might still want to watch. So we'll put all that in the description for time code it so you don't have to listen to what you don't want to and listen to the stuff you do want to. We're all about convenience here.
Sure.
But let's get into it then. Let's talk about shit, David. What shit have you been watching?
All right.
We also say shit on this podcast.
We say all the curse words.
Yeah.
So get ready. Let's see. So the last thing I've been watching, I saw the entire Netflix series Living With Yourself with Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that?
You didn't see it?
I haven't seen it.
No. I actually thought it was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was funny, but not in like a cliche Paul Rudd kind of way.
Yeah.
Because like,
I'm sorry you have to look at my hair now. I took my hat off. It's not in here.
Yeah. So it was very interesting. Like, it touched on a couple of things. Like,
was it more, it was comedic.
For the most part. Yeah. Okay. There was obviously a little bit more, serious things that were going on. It had to do a lot of, with like mental health, keeping yourself balanced and stuff like that. So it did touch on a couple of different things. But I think it was like an 8-episode little series on Netflix, and it was pretty funny. Cool. It wasn't bad.
I love me Paul Rudd.
And yeah, it was pretty funny.
Paul Rudd's great. He's just so charming.
He's fantastic. Almost everything he's done is been great.
Yeah. Yeah. He's American Simon Pegg, maybe?
Yeah.
That's a good
analogy. Yeah, right, I like that.
Okay. Should I go with something I've watched?
Yeah, go for one.
All right. I have watched quite a few things. Mostly I've been watching Watchmen on HBO.
Oh, yes. Everybody's been actually telling me to watch it.
It is really good. It's good because it's mysterious and there's a lot of, you know, just this world that we're kind of jumping back into after, like, if you're a fan of the movie, you'll have, like, a good idea of what's going on, but a lot has happened since like the events of Watchmen.
Oh, it's a continuation?
Yes, it's a sequel to the graphic novel and the movie because they're both the same thing basically. But
that's cool.
But yeah, we get to see some old characters, old characters along with like new people and stuff. And it's just an interesting world that they've built that is kind of in turmoil in terms of how people perceive superheroes and such, you know, as they do, as it normally is.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's super, like, it makes you scratch your head at the end of every episode. And I fear that if the payoff isn't good, it might, like, you know, throw it all in the garbage. Yeah. But hopefully, you know, it keeps, because right now it's like, you get one question answered and then five presented at every episode. And they're all like, ooh, I wonder what's going to happen. But if that explanation is not good, it's going to feel real bad. But but we're only on episode 4. Like, they've only released 4 episodes so far. I've watched all of them.
Yeah, and it is a weekly series.
Yeah, yeah, on HBO. And it's
not
pretty
good. Not one of those bingeable things yet.
Nope, you can't just inject it straight into your veins.
What,
like,
I'm going to wait for?
Yeah.
Because... yeah. I think this was a series also one of my friends was telling me to watch, and I was just like, I can't get into it because I want to watch all of them in a row.
No, but you got to get, I don't know. For me, it's healthier, if that makes any sense, to watch shows like we used to where they were released every
week.
Because, I don't know, especially when it comes to new seasons that come out for shows that you love, I don't remember shit. And they have those recap videos now to like be like, remember this? Because you watched it all in a day and you kind of can't remember all of it. With these, it resonates more. So if they, you know, have an impactful episode one week, you're left wanting more and you can't just hit the next episode and be like, all right, let's continue. I don't know. I hear Disney Plus is doing that. They're releasing one a week.
Yeah.
And gonna hop on the Mandalorian. Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
I can't wait.
I know. We both don't have Disney Plus yet, but we will.
I do.
You just haven't watched it?
No.
You squander these gifts?
Gabby hasn't given me the login yet.
Gabby, what? She's in Disney World right now.
Yeah,
right?
I know. And she won't answer my text messages.
Wow, that is messed up. She's probably just over there watching a bunch of Disney stuff. That's why.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
We'll watch it. Yeah, so the next thing I watched, so it was two full seasons. The third season, I think, comes out in December. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I've watched like the first 2 to 3 episodes.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it. So I was just like, yeah, let's give it a watch. I got nothing else to watch on Amazon Prime. So I started watching it. And yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Her stand-up is funny. I think she... Her name in real life is Rachel Brosnahan. Brosnahan.
Brosnahan, that sounds right.
Rachel Brosnahan.
Brosnahan.
Brosnahan. Mrs. Maisel. Yes. I think she's a fantastic actor. She has this amazing range because obviously, you know, if you've seen the first episode, she gets... her husband basically just breaks out with her. Mm-hmm. So she's got to be like kind of like sad and devastated, and then she gets drunk and like she kind of goes like on this rant. But then when she does it like purposefully, like later in the season when she's trying to be funny, it just works. I think she's just very striking. And then also having her next to Alex Borstein is just fantastic. Yeah. She's amazing.
She's helping her make that transition from like housewife to comedian. Like free spirit and being able to do.
And it's really funny. And they do touch up on a lot of things.
Because it does take place during the 60s, 70s, 60s, something like that.
50s. So she's, I mean, there's a lot of undertones of other things. Like obviously, like there's still racism around. There's still a lot of homophobia going around.
Sexism,
all that kind of stuff. Lots of misogyny, especially when, and it's a running gag throughout the entire series when they say like the gig is booked by it's a woman. She's like, oh, did you bring a microphone? And they both say it at the same time, like, I'm not a singer. She's a comedian. Because obviously the only thing that women could have done back then was sing or dance. But not true because she's a fantastic comedian. And you know, there's a lot of like interpersonal and inter-family kind of relationship struggles and everything, but third season comes out in December, so I'm excited. Looks pretty good. It's a lot of fun.
Like I said, man, every episode I'll get back into the shows I start eventually, but I won't probably because there's not enough time in the world.
There really is not.
There's too much shit. Right, what else did I watch? I watched an episode of Scrubs, an episode of Cheers. That's just like, you know, something to wind down with. I usually like watch an episode of an old show if I have trouble sleeping or something. Did I talk about when I watched Interview with the Vampire?
I don't think so.
Well, I watched Interview with the Vampire, and it was not good. Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, who else?
This movie is 2 hours long.
It is 2 hours long.
Brad Pitt, Christian Slater, Tom Cruise, Thandie Newton, Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, Kirsten Dunst. So yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's one of those movies where like Forrest Gump or trying to be like a Forrest Gump or like a Benjamin Button with a long, like, you follow a character over a long period of time and you kind of see like time go by, but it doesn't really happen. It's mostly like the first hour and a half is just Tom Cruise trying to get Brad Pitt to eat people. That's like the whole movie. And it's like,
yummy.
Yeah. It's just not fun to watch. It was also weird to see Tom Cruise in that role. Cause Tom Cruise was this very, very hoity toity English accent having vampire, and I don't know, I just haven't seen him do even an English accent in like any of
since
his,
here
since this, and it's just, I don't know, it since was just 1994. It was almost comedic at times where he was coming on screen. I was like, hey, Tom Cruise, he was doing a character or something.
It was funny.
But yeah, and Brad Pitt is like kind of baby faced then, mm-hmm, yeah, you know, fresh. He's a fresh Brad Pitt,
very,
and so he's not up to the acting chops of today's Brad Pitt. And it's just like very apparent in how he speaks and how and just how he like carries the character. Mm-hmm. But it's Kirsten Dunst was really good. Yeah. She was like a kid in that movie, but yeah, she was rocking it.
Very small, yeah, child.
But yeah, it was one of those movies that I hadn't seen ever, but like knew about, mm-hmm, and like it would be like on TBS or something, and I always jump in the middle of it and I'd be like, what, I can't watch this right,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you gotta watch it in the beginning.
Yeah, but yeah, I wouldn't recommend it, but
no,
you know,
okay, good, I'm not gonna watch it.
Well, they'll remake it one of these days, probably. Yeah. What else did you watch?
That's it for this week.
That's it for you.
Yeah,
I'll talk about one more thing then.
Okay.
I watched the rest of Mindhunter season 2. Have you seen anything about the show on Netflix?
Mindhunter. Is this the...
They're going hunting in the mines.
Mindhunter, when did it come out?
Maybe last year, maybe 2 years ago.
A lot of them. 2017, maybe? Jonathan Groff, Holt McCallany. A show on Netflix?
It's a show on Netflix.
Set in late 1970s, two FBI agents attacked...
Yeah, that's the one.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's really interesting because it gets into how the FBI developed their...
Oh, yeah, I think you did... Yeah, I think you might have touched upon this, but I don't remember.
Maybe when I was watching season 1, but season 2, I just finished, and it wasn't as good as season 1, even though it had, what's his name, Charles Manson in it.
Ooh.
But that's mostly because the first one, you got to see the literal beginning yeah, of the FBI adopting these
serial killers.
Yeah, so in this one, it's kind of just the same characters you've been following, getting a rhythm in, mm-hmm, and sort of, it becomes more procedural where they're trying to crack a case or trying to find a serial killer. But still, it was like, you know, well written and well acted and... You know, it's got that Mad Men feel to it. But they were cops killers? And serial killers.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I highly recommend it. Hope they make a season 3. All right. That's it for me. Let's talk about the trailers before this movie. David, you go.
I got The Kingsman.
The Kingsman, yes.
Which we talked about. Kingsman. Mm-hmm. First Kingsman. I got Dr. Sleep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
We talked about it. Yeah.
Like a Boss. Take a nice long sip.
Gulp.
We talked about Like a Boss, right?
I believe so. Let's talk about it again. Doesn't Selma look
Hayek,
great.
Rose Byrne.
And Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish, yeah.
Yeah.
Billy Porter's in it as well. It looks like one of those kind of like B-roll comedy movies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of female jokes.
A lot of, there's a pepper joke in there where someone eats something hot and they're just like, ah, it's so spicy.
Yeah. What kind of comedy is that?
I don't know, David. I don't know. There's probably gonna be like a poop thing. Like there'll someone has to poop, and someone has to fart.
There'll be a vagina joke. There's plenty of vagina jokes. There's a lot of breast jokes.
Yes.
Which I thought were funny.
So you're looking forward to it. Cool.
No, but I'll probably go see it.
Yeah.
January 10th. What else is coming out in January?
That's where movies pretty much go nothing. To die.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
And then the last one I saw, I was actually surprised. I wouldn't say like caught off guard, but it was a pleasant surprise. I saw the trailer to Top Gun Maverick.
Oh yeah, I saw that one. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Maybe we might have seen different ones. I don't know if I saw just the teaser trailer, but was Tom Cruise like, were they talking and had like, you know, went into plot or anything?
It kind of did, yeah. It wasn't a lot of Tom Cruise, but he was only like shown up at the end.
Was he in the office, yeah, and the guy was just like, you're like the best pilot, yeah, and yet you're still in this rank. Why are you, yeah, doing this? And then he's just like, some Tom Cruise, and he leaves. Like
pretty
that,
much, yeah.
That's the one.
I mean, we still got some backstory. We still got him. He's a pilot. Obviously, he's not going to be a pilot for long because one, he's old, and two, apparently they don't need pilots anymore.
Computers, man.
Yeah, right. Everything's going to be drones.
Drones.
But I'm sure there's going to be a mission he has to go on where
Computer, they knocked out all our drones.
Computer just can't do it.
God damn it, so Tom. We need your instinct on Maverick. This one.
And he's going like, and he's also flying like legit, like today planes, which I think is cool. Like he's flying like a jet or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. But yeah, you know, I don't expect too much from it. I kind of just think it's going to be kind of like the other Top Guns.
I don't really have any attachment to Top Gun because it was before our time. And, you know, I know it was a big deal in the 80s, but I like the soundtrack. It was pretty good. You know,
yeah.
Danger Zone is still something I listen to every day of my life.
Every single day.
It's my alarm clock. let's just get into the Danger Zone, a.k.a. Life. That's life true. Is the Danger Zone.
Life is a Danger Zone.
I got there late, so I only got to see three trailers. I saw Just Mercy. Have you seen the trailer for this? With Michael B. Jordan plays a lawyer.
Yes.
And he's in Alabama, I think. And he's trying to get Jamie Foxx's character out of death row. Yeah. Because he's innocent, and because of racism, he's presumed guilty and stuff.
Correct.
Looks pretty uplifting. Brie Larson's in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And looks good. It's pretty good cast, so I'm like down to see it if you want to.
It comes out.
Is it January or February?
January 10th.
Oh shit. Guess we're
double feature.
We gotta pick between that and Like a Boss.
Oh no.
Poop jokes or historical relevant court cases and such. I think we should see Like a Boss. the rhythm section, which we talked about.
Yes.
What's it? Jude Law and
Blake Lively.
Blake Lively, but doesn't look like Blake Lively.
No, it does not.
And she's out gonna, for some she's revenge.
Gonna do, she's gonna be Lady Spy.
She's revenging. And Like that a comes Boss. Out
soon. Oh wait, no, it doesn't. January 31st.
I also saw Like a Boss on before this one.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, you know our thoughts on that one. Let's continue. Yep.
All right. Let's. That's it. That's all for me. So let's talk about the main event, the feature, the movie, the reason we're all here today. Terminator Dark Fate. Again, spoilers ahead, full spoilers ahead. Is that a duck dog doing?
Yes. He was doing the thing.
Nice.
The Terminator.
I know what it is.
All y'all know.
I know what it is.
Everybody knows. So Terminatrix. we're gonna review this movie. What did you think?
Right. So I did not like this movie. No, I liked it. I liked it enough.
I definitely thought it was like, better than the last Terminator movie.
It was the best entry in the series in a while.
Since T2.
I put this in terms of quality right next to T3. So it was as good as Terminator 3. Not better. That's worse. Why I'm saying it's like a good entry because Terminator 3 was just like a good movie. It wasn't a better, like after Terminator 2 it was hard to top, you know, like you're not going to get that same movie. So, you know, the third one was kind of just like, okay, remember, like keep this in your mind because it's like, you know, still here, still relevant. And then we had two shitty movies. We had we had Salvation.
I feel like we had a lot.
We
of
had Genesis,
movies.
And there was another one, or was there just two? There was the Christian Bale one where they were in the future, and then there was the one where Khaleesi, what's her name, Amelia Clark played Sarah Connor.
Yeah,
I don't think there was another one, but there might have been. But I just blacked out from my memory because, you know, who needs pain? Who needs more pain?
There was Terminator, Terminator 2, Terminator 3. Show me more. Come on. IMDb, what are you doing?
Salvation, Genesis.
There was, 2, Genesis, Salvation, Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, that was a TV
show. That was a
show.
Starring, what's her name? Cersei as Sarah Connor. Yeah. So like Game of Thrones actresses all can play Sarah Connor.
that seems like it. That's it.
All right. Well, those two were garbage.
Absolutely.
the Genesis one got me a little excited because I think James Cameron came back to produce that one and everyone was just like, it's going to rewrite the timeline. and it's going to fix all the old shit.
What is the timeline now? Where does this one
so that's into this play? Is my biggest issue with
there's
this movie.
There's a lot of like splits, like different dimensions, different futures. It was a little bit confusing and not so much confusing, just kind of like annoying.
Yeah. So this movie takes place, I guess it rewrites all of it. So it gets rid of 3, Salvation and Genesis in one shot. Because
retcon.
And the retcon is that another Terminator was sent and kills John Connor as a kid, which great CGI. That
super great CGI.
Just like kid.
Was, the CGI face for all of them.
And what's her name? And Sarah Connor. Yeah, she looked like she was straight out of T2. And I was like, what? but they made such a big deal in Terminator 2 about how he was.
He was the savior of the future.
Well, no, I'm talking about the Terminator. He was like the one Terminator that was sent back and like the only part left that could bring about Skynet. So that's why they like throw him in that little magma pit.
Yeah.
But then they just get killed anyway. The beginning of this movie, they're just like, they sent a bunch of Terminators and one of them got to him because, you know, like there's just like so many of them.
And that's another thing that I hate too, is because obviously if you send somebody back in time to kill someone and your mission is solved, that doesn't automatically create this distant future where everything happens.
Yeah.
Because when they sent back the other Terminator that then killed John Connor, his mission was successful, so the future that she was trying to prevent should have happened, right?
Yeah.
But it didn't.
Right.
And that was silly.
Yeah. Yeah. And they got rid of Skynet.
And yeah. So it wasn't
as a
Skynet.
Villain.
Yeah.
It was a different AI or a different weapons. No, it was an AI.
It was a different AI, but it was called something different. So technically we kind of like branched off into a different version of history.
Yeah.
But like there was no real reason for that to happen.
No, there wasn't.
Even for the reason for them to send back this Grace, like humanoid, kind of like advanced human.
Cyborg
thing.
Is that what they're called? When a human has...
She was advanced. I was thinking something
genetically
like that.
Enhanced. She was enhanced.
She said it. I forget exactly what she said because I saw this movie a little while ago.
Yeah.
but she was like, you know...
I'm sinking, David.
What is it? She's like, I volunteer for the augmentation program. So she was augmented, and she was really cool. She kicked some good ass.
She kicked all the good ass.
And even the Rev 9, the Terminator.
Well, the action was really great.
They're sexy.
I thought the yes, I thought the movie started strong with the exception of the retcon. I thought the movie started strong. Yeah.
The movie itself, the action and all that stuff was great, but the explanation kind of just sucked.
Yeah, it's just it's retconning in a pretty lazy way, if you ask me, because it doesn't go and try to.
It never explains itself.
If you're gonna go this route and totally rewrite all of Terminator, just fucking remake the franchise. Yeah. Don't like take the two movies we loved and be like, fuck that shit. Now we have a new AI,
different universe.
We have new Terminators. And all the old shit doesn't matter anymore.
And it's the same way that they kill him too. It's Anyway, so whatever.
And
again, even the reason why they sent her back, or the reason why they were sent, they sent a computer to kill this person, I also thought was dumb. And the reason why they sent somebody back to protect her too. Because Here we go. So the whole plot of the movie, we have to get into the plot or else nobody's going to understand. Yeah. So the whole plot of the movie is Dani Ramos. They live in Mexico City. She's like a steel construction worker. One of the things that I thought towards the beginning was that she was actually going to be like a mechanical engineer that created the new Skynet. So they were going to try to like kill her and she was going to be like the bad guy. Because I thought she was like super smart, but then they bring somebody back to protect her, and I was like, that can't be right.
Yeah.
So she is this steel worker.
Well,
lady.
She works at a car factory, right?
Yeah,
or something like that.
So, but she's like one of the best.
Yeah.
Whatever. So they kill. You know, the Terminator kills her family, tries to kill her, and then she has Grace to try to protect her, and then you know Sarah Connor comes in and helps them out too.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is that she needs to be protected, and even Sarah Connor. is like she's but it wasn't John.
It wasn't much of a reveal. Like, they were really keeping it a secret and not talking about it for a long time. But and even, everyone but saw
it,
that coming.
But when it was revealed, when it was stupid.
It felt a little heavy-handed when Sarah was just like, she's me because she's going to give birth to some man that's going to lead the resistance. I was like, it's obviously her. Yeah. It's not like, it's not the same thing.
It was very, also, a lot of it was very, like, women-centric.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
I'm all for feminism. Great. The female action in this, female acting in this was top notch.
Yeah.
But when they were trying to like mislead us by being like, oh, women can't do anything. Yeah. I was like, we that's so like, dumb.
We obviously know women can do stuff. Seriously. Did you not see the several kicked asses across the pavement because like just Sarah Connor and Grace just destroying everybody? He's like, there's no way this woman could be the leader of the resistance.
It was
like,
silly.
What are you talking about?
And then again, for her even like that was her role. She was... And even specifically towards Grace, she was like the driving factor of saving her and then starting the revolution against the robots.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, she was the leader. So again, she was the John. She was the main person to go, you know, fight against this giant faction. But like, why would you send a Terminator to kill her then? Versus you wanted to send somebody back in time to kill Sarah Connor because John Connor was going to be the savior. Why wouldn't you either, one, do that again or just send her back in time like 10 years ago?
If we're going to nitpick, like send her when she was a baby.
Yeah, like kill the baby. There are like, so many different times that you could have picked.
But we don't know how time travel works. We don't know if it's hard to do that. To pinpoint the exact spot you need to kill someone like,
but then also another thing that I also disliked, it's kind of a gripe about the whole universe anyway, is that you have fucking time travel.
Yeah.
You if you go, let's say like I'm the leader of the resistance, you can send somebody back in time literally any time before I become someone important.
Yeah.
So then all the opposition needs to do is send someone back a little bit before that to then be able to protect me.
Yeah.
So it's just like for them to just like pop up in the same time span of like 12 hours.
Yeah. If maybe, just, maybe it's just if they
illogical
went,
to
maybe
me.
If they went into why that is, because in every iteration of this same story that we've seen where there was a person that needs to be protected, bad guy sends someone, good guy sends someone. Now we have a movie.
And it's like same time. Like,
right. What if they had just like started the movie in the future and like just give us like a little explanation like, oh man, the time portal that the bad guys have opened is still open and that's why it always happens.
Yeah, there you
because
go.
Like we have to use it because we don't know.
We don't have the technology.
Yeah.
And they do.
And that's why it's always sent at the same time.
And
just even that, like treat the audience a little like we're
a
little smarter.
We've been watching this movie for a long time.
We know what's gonna happen. Like, you're showing us the same movie over and over again with the exception of Salvation, because that took place in the apocalyptic future. So
another thing that I didn't enjoy or kind of felt weird about was that we had the Arnold Schwarzenegger Carl who killed John becoming good and then texting Sarah Connor the exact location of all the other Terminators coming back from the future, but from what future? Because technically the future that sent him back didn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
But like, that doesn't make sense. There has to obviously be two different dimensions.
Yeah, there was no explanation about that. Like,
no.
At all.
And
but
that made me
I liked the part about it was the Terminator sending her these random texts and like telling
and
her where to go.
He got married. Oh,
yeah,
that
but
was
like
cute.
It was like you're made to like they're I don't know what they were doing. They were trying to get you to feel for
the Terminator
that killed John Connor.
Yeah.
The main reason we have the original
entire
two
movies.
And then like. And they went the route of like you grew a conscience.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Like your mission was complete.
It's like AI
and your life has no meaning, and you had to find meaning. And then I don't know. it's just like I wasn't mad at that Terminator. Like I wasn't like, oh man, just fucking kill him, because of the attachment we have to the old movies. So I'm just like, keep him around because he's
gonna
why I'm
you.
Watching this movie. I love Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
And he
also did some pretty cool shit,
dude. Every action scene that he was in, the juxtaposition of the advanced Terminator mm-hmm. versus the old model, but the old model still being able to keep up. Yeah. It was, I loved it. I loved it. I ate that shit.
Yeah, the action was fantastic. Yeah.
And even the, like, they had to nerf our main character, Grace. And they did that by like having she needed to like do a shot of insulin or whatever to recharge.
Was. Yeah.
which came in handy because I feel like she could have like,
if she just blew through it, yeah, she could have like definitely protected him. Yeah.
But yeah. It was a weird start, and like the action was great, but it wasn't ever anything whole. It wasn't anything that really made you care about like what's happening, because they were like, that doesn't matter. Terminators can come out of the sky whenever the fuck, and we just gotta protect this one person because same premise as the old one, but not the old one. And it's just like, what?
They're
confused.
Lots of missed opportunities.
Yeah.
A lot of things that were just completely overlooked. No explanation whatsoever. Yeah. Lots of holes. Just lots of plot holes. But that's gonna happen when you do
time travel. Time travel's always tricky.
It's very tricky. I don't know. But you know, we got what we got.
We got what we got.
And it wasn't anything. I think that obviously there were glaring plot holes, but they did make up for it. I think the action, the acting, action sequences, they deserve to be mentioned twice because they were that good.
They were that good. They were really good.
And yeah, I kind of feel like it was enough to keep us hooked while kind of like glaring over those other pieces that were just not polished enough.
What did you think of Linda Hamilton coming back?
Sarah Connor. I thought she did a fantastic job. I thought she was great.
She was holding her own too.
She still got it.
They made a great team. I loved the because you had the Terminator could split himself into two people, mm-hmm. and you know you had the scary Terminator from the first one, but also the liquid metal one in one Terminator, and then you had like a good like three people, but they're like power sets, if you will, were like evenly distributed, because like one's just a human, one's an augmented one that can only do so much, and then you have like old school Terminator that's like basically
can't feel pain or anything.
Yeah, he's just great.
A giant brick.
He's a brick house, one of those, and he will die only if you rip out his core or whatever,
which
and
that's is it. What happened.
I
also thought it was interesting how in the future that we saw with Grace, the what was her name, Danny, was this like peacekeeper basically in this lawless mm-hmm. future where humans were just killing other humans. She was the one that united everybody together, and she was this one person that was just like, yeah, we got to band together, like let's you know pool our resources, because the Terminators, the robots are our enemies, not each other. But I think it's interesting because she was portraying a lot of that in the present because of what was happening.
Right. And it kind of made that stand out a little bit, the whole trying to mislead us thing, where it was like, we see how capable she is in just normal life. Yeah. Like she's like the matriarch of the family. Mm-hmm. She like makes sure everyone's eating, makes sure everyone goes to the doctor. Yeah. Everyone like goes to work on time. She's running shit.
Yeah.
And we're just like, she's obviously gonna do that
in the future.
And she's just always on top of it. Even when this all starts happening, she just keeps her chin up, and they show her how to shoot a gun, and she's just like automatically like a soldier. Like she's just like, imagine, just pretend the Terminator killed all your family. She just destroys all those targets.
Those watermelons exploded.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
I love me a good watermelon explosion. Yes,
in this movie, they obviously need to change the future in some way. Mm-hmm. Like there is a thing that they need to do that will either stop or create the butterfly effect from happening, correct? Something in the present has to happen for something in the future to happen. That is established in basically all of the plots of this movie. But one thing that I dislike about it is that when they want it to change the future, they do, but because of plot reasons, it doesn't.
Yeah.
So because this movie is happening, automatically, as soon as this Terminator went back in time, the entire future would have been changed, correct? Because of the butterfly effect.
Once the...
not the Terminator, the Protector.
Yeah, Grace.
Grace.
Once Grace went back in time.
Yeah, and as soon as she met Danny, things would have changed, because technically in Grace's version of her life, Danny never got a Terminator to protect her.
Well, yeah,
or
but
an augmented to
but
protect
we don't
her.
Know their rules for time travel because
no,
they...
but like I said, we do, because like I said, they keep bringing people back so that they could stop something from happening in the future. They want to stop John Connor, so they kill him so that the future doesn't have a John Connor. Yeah. But if that's the future that they want, then literally anything they bring back will change that future.
But
and it's annoying because they never. First of all, they never explain it. Second of all, we know that time travel is tricky. But also, if they were to have shown us something that I think time travel movies could do, and this is a lot of conjecture because obviously I'm not making this a movie, but they show us a future, an instant in the future, a timeline of what happens. So we see Grace in the little helicarrier trying to get Danny to the underground bunker because she got shot. They're shooting robots, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. As soon as she said, I want to go back, make me an augment. I want to go back in time. We go back in time and Grace is trying to help her out. But as soon as that happens, she gets a flash forward of the future that already happened. And if it changed, then she knows she did her job. If it didn't, then that's why she needs to stay and protect her some more. Yeah. I kind of think if they keep jumping us forward to see what does change and what doesn't, I think that's one way to make the butterfly effect feel real, but also feel whole.
Yeah.
And they don't do that.
But we know that in this universe, time travel doesn't mean shit. Like there are no, they don't have any set rules, right? Because they killed John Connor, and what happened as a result? Skynet no longer exists. Now we have a different AI, but the same thing happens on a different date. Like we have another AI go crazy and nuke everybody, yeah. But like different time. And it's not the same, and they don't make the same Terminators, and it's like, but they make Terminators. Yeah. Like it's not clearly the butterfly effect, but it's not clearly like
not the butterfly effect.
So we're never given any insight as to like how any of this works. And that's,
you know what I would love to see, and also love to see if it works. Have a Terminator movie, but instead of traveling through time, we travel through dimensions.
Well, that, no, but see, that's, I feel like that's playing with fire, because if we don't even have like time
set
travel
rules.
Down, you're making it even, you're throwing more shit in the pot, and people are just be like, fucking time travel in dimensions. How about that? And then we're just like, you guys have lost it. Like there's just no explanation here. I don't know. It's maybe worth like, you know, the trouble of
it's
trying to figure it out, because
explanation at least.
All right, so let's just real quick, what made the first two Terminator movies work? It was, the first one was mostly a suspense movie, and there was a clear fucking motivation. It was Terminator sent back to kill the mother of the future leader of the resistance.
Works.
No explanation needed. Totally get it. Second one, same premise, but the bad guy from the first one is now the good guy because there's an even worse Terminator. Same premise.
Wait, so I do want to touch back on the first one. Because when we got the Terminator 1, the reason why they sent back someone...
The reason why they sent Kyle Reese back
was to protect Sarah Connor.
So maybe it is fate.
But...
because he impregnates her.
Exactly. Yeah. If they didn't send back anyone to kill her, they wouldn't have sent anybody back to protect her, and that protector wouldn't have been part of creating the person who was the resistance person.
So it's like even...
So there's this roundabout explanation that they create for no reason. I think in the first one, it's not a perfect movie. She should have been a single mother. She should have been impregnated already. She should have been pregnant.
She should have been inseminated at the start of the film.
She should have been pregnant already with the husband. The Terminator comes back and kills the husband, and that's why she hates Terminators, but then she sends back Kyle Reese to protect her and her unborn baby, and that unborn baby was John Connor's, and that's how it should have ended. But because they sent him back, and because he impregnated her, she got some future DNA in her, like, who the hell knows why. But then also John Connor should have been special when in this movie he just fucking died. It's like, who the fuck cares? The reason why I think the next ones didn't work is because they kept trying to rehash the same story from the first one. Oh, you're gonna be great, or somebody you in the third one, it was like their child was gonna be great. Yeah. And this one, she was gonna be great. But like,
well, it was like he was still the leader of the resistance, but he needed her
to get it back on track.
Whatever. Like, because she, remember in that movie, she was married or engaged mm-hmm. to another guy, and he was like in a different state, and he would just like kidnapped her and was just like, you two have to be the leaders of the resistance. And they're like, I don't fucking know this person. But they're like, but he's like, trust me, it's just,
it's like, eventually out. You'll fall in love because of plot.
Because of plot, we need you to do that. So there is a fate element to it. So I guess there is stuff that's like has to happen in order for.
Yeah, but technically, no one should know that. How did the future people be like, you impregnate her because we send you back in time? Like, there's no logical way for them to understand that they needed to bring back Kyle Reese to impregnate.
Say if you were in the future and you had your like partner in the future, and you had access to time travel, and you knew the bad guys were going to send a Terminator to get you. Would you send a Terminator and be like, I got to meet my partner, so like you got to put us together and like save us? Like, would that be?
Well, no, because again, no, because like,
right? Because it's
anything
not like,
that goes back in time is going to change the future.
Let's not do this. Let's not do this. We always do this when time travel.
Unless let's talk about the Marvel explanation of time travel.
Okay.
So nothing. So Butterfly Effect doesn't exist. You go back in time, and that's part of your history.
Yeah, you can't go back to your past. Your future is now you time traveling.
Yes, like, exactly. Yeah. So if that were the case, anything that you do in the past technically wouldn't affect the future because your future is already set. You are your future.
Yeah.
So again, let's take the analogy. You are with your partner now that you met after the person who went back in time in your point of life. You don't have that partner yet. It happens further. So if they were to kill you, then you would still exist because your future is still your future, right?
Yeah.
According to the Marvel.
To the Marvel one, but we're not in that one. So you can't use that as a baseline.
But then nothing makes sense.
Honestly, the Marvel one is probably the cleanest. And it's not like
It's not perfect, no.
Like, you definitely have, if you pick at it enough.
Travel,
there's no perfect time travel explanation.
It cannot happen. Yeah.
Looper had the best one. And that was when.
I didn't see Looper.
When old Bruce Willis is talking to young Bruce Willis. He's like, how does it work? He literally was just like, we'll be fucking drawing charts and talking about this for 3 hours. Like, just don't think about it. That's the most perfect time travel explanation I've ever heard.
Because it's true.
It's just not a clean concept to incorporate into your movie. Yeah. So it always puts you at a disadvantage. Yeah. And, you know, the Terminator franchise has always wanted to do that the best. But
it was because it was
in its simplicity. But
they're not making simple anymore.
But now that we're in 2019, that simplistic
we're thinking about it now
doesn't work anymore, and you can't rehash the same movie without giving us, you know, a little more. We've seen this movie three times already.
You can't explain the time travel phenomenon the same exact way every single time because your audience is getting smarter.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask these questions, and if you don't have an answer to them, then we're just going to write it off and be like, that's a glaring plot hole.
Yeah.
You got to give us something.
Yeah.
But they did give us something. They gave us good acting. They gave us good, just like, interpersonal relationship. And they gave us good action.
Yeah. Yeah. They did. It was a very entertaining movie. Don't get me wrong. Like, the Terminator comes for Danny, like, maybe 15 minutes in. Like, there's not a lot.
Yeah. There's very little downtime.
Yeah. As soon as she goes to work for the first time we meet her, that's it. He's already after her. Grace has come to
and like
her.
And he never stops either. Yeah. Like, he always finds a way to find her. Which I thought was really cool too, because like, he uses satellites. He goes to the fucking ICE detention center, which, and you know, he's a cool, like, obviously he's playing the part of a human dude. Yeah. So he's very suave in his just like killing people.
Yeah.
Even when everybody's like jumping on him,
and he was just like, fucking stabbing everyone.
That was cool. They had a lot of different ways of killing people. He had a lot of different ways of killing people, which I really liked. But even that first fight scene when she got the fucking sledgehammer, she's like twirling it around and shit and like blocking him with like a car door and stuff. Yeah. It was very cool.
Yeah.
Like they just put in stuff that we knew would be cool to look at, but also like actually work.
Yeah.
Except for the end when it was just like, take my core out because it's the only thing that can kill it. And I was like, really? Like, your core is going to be stronger than that fucking giant turbine or that car press that they used in the beginning? Like, really? But fine, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, they should have... Well, oh, wait. What did Arnold do to sacrifice himself at the end?
He just pulled him down.
Yeah.
He was like, stay where you are.
Yeah.
You have to die now.
Yeah. Thank you, Carl, for your service. Let's see here.
That was
what
it.
Else can we talk about?
I think we're not.
All right. Cool.
Anything else? Other
no, cool parts? I'm trying to think because it was like, you know, the whole time travel thing and all the issues we went over.
There was a plane scene.
Yeah.
There was jumping out of the plane scene.
Yeah, they were basically towards the end. You really got the feeling that it was hitting the same beats as the finale of Terminator 2, where, you know, they are in a vehicle chase. And then they end up in a factory that can kill a Terminator.
Perfect. Let's make our kill box here. It's exactly. It wasn't gonna be out fucking side.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, like you know, we knew where it was going and all that. But yeah, good tense situations during like the action scenes. Like
I kind of expected one of them to die.
Yeah.
Like, before that Terminator actually did die, I expected Grace or Sarah Connor to die.
I was expecting Sarah Connor to die.
But no, she's gonna train the next generation of Terminator killers.
Yeah, yeah.
Which,
so makes the
are
future
we getting
even,
a second one?
I don't know. I don't know how this did in the box office.
Let's
find
out.
But if it did well, you can bet your fucking ass, your Terminator ass.
Terminator ass. Terminatrix ass.
Terminatrix.
The budget was $6 million, and opening weekend in the U.S. took $4 million.
Ooh.
$2 million
Wait,
deficits.
This movie was not made with $6 million.
I'm on the Terminator, not the Terminator Dark Fate.
Thank God.
My bad. Let's do that again. Good
it's like
catch.
$600 million, good maybe. Catch. There, you see how much CGI was in that? Good God.
All of it.
That was beautiful too.
Yikes. The budget was $185 million.
Okay.
Opening weekend, it took $30 million.
Oof. So yeah, we probably won't see one. I don't know how they keep pumping these out.
I mean, that was November, beginning of November though. Worldwide, up till now. So again, it was $185 million to make. Up till now, it made $233 million.
All right, so it made it back.
It back and a little bit more.
Yeah.
I thought it was good enough. I think this was a good enough story as well to warrant a second one.
Yeah.
Because we got Sarah and we got Danny and like they're... And we even see a little girl. What's her name?
Oh, yeah. Grace.
Grace. We see a little Grace.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting. But I definitely see them like going to the future, protect, like trying to like train each other or, you know, whatever. And then she's going to be the leader of resistance. And then we could have even have somebody else coming back and be like, hey, now I got to kill both of y'all. And then...
I would be interested in a sequel where they don't use this formula, where they don't have a Terminator come back to the past to kill someone. They just continue the storyline. Yeah. So maybe the next movie we see her training her. And then for some reason, there are still Terminators coming and they figure out how to find those coordinates. And so she's just hunting Terminators. Then they find out that one of the Terminators is hunting someone else important or something.
Oh, and then Sarah Connor becomes the matriarch of a whole family of people that want to start a resistance.
Yeah.
And then she starts the resistance.
Hell yeah. And then maybe, we'll see a sequel in the post-apocalyptic world.
But, and yeah, you know, and then like the end of the next couple
like
of
movies. Salvation, Salvation had its head in the right place, I think, where it was like just trying to get away from the same movie and do something different. I just don't know if people were ready for that.
Yeah, I just think they didn't do it right.
Yeah,
it was fun. Like it was a explosive action movie.
Yeah,
it just didn't have a lot of the same feeling behind it.
Yeah,
because I mean they changed John Connor like 15 times.
Yeah,
and also it was just a straight action movie basically.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, oh yeah, whatever.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't have much to say else about it.
How many? What did he do? Was he a curtain installer?
He's in drapes.
He drapes. How many curtains and drape trucks out of 10 do you give this movie?
I'm going to give this 6 curtain and drape trucks out of 10. It was very entertaining. The action sequences were very well done with the fight choreography, the chase scenes in various vehicles. You kind of were not sure who was going to bite the dust at any moment. Honestly, just because I didn't know like what they were going for in terms of future movies. So I wasn't even sure that Danny was going to make it at like, for throughout the whole movie. But yeah, all the things we talked about, my issues were, you know, just the total retconning of the universe and getting rid of the things we loved about Terminator and just restarting with, but also like as a sequel. I don't know. It didn't provide a good foundation for the rest of the movie that, you know, it didn't hook me. I was just like, all right, cool, they're fighting again. All right, cool, they're fighting again. All right, cool, it's over. It's like that's it. But yeah. 6 out of 10. How many non-sexual marriages to Terminators out of 10 do you give this?
I am also going to give this 6 non-sexual marriages to Terminators out of 10. Again, it was good enough that it kept you interested because of everything else that was happening if you didn't focus too much.
Yeah.
The plot was kind of like Swiss cheese. Yeah. The action was top-notch. The acting, I thought, was also top-notch, even from the newcomers.
Yeah.
And even from Arnold Schwarzenegger himself. I thought he was great.
Yeah.
but yeah, you know, if you are a fan of the Terminator franchise in any of its forms, I think you'll like this movie.
Yeah, definitely go see it in
theaters. It's not anything that's going to blow you away, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun romp
in the Terminator universe. If you're a fan of the Terminator, like definitely go see this in theaters because it is a good one that we have we haven't gotten one in a while. So
but yeah, so hope you guys liked our review. If you did, please leave a comment. I think we have 5 ratings on iTunes or something like that.
We did it,
but one of them is bad, so yeah, we have to have other people.
It was probably like someone,
it was somebody who
dated.
No, it was it was somebody who rated us like in 2018.
Yeah.
It's like we've had a lot of other
posts. Yeah, we've had some changes.
So, you know, you got to give us, got to call us some slack.
Yeah.
Listen to us for recent steelies.
Don't hate, create. You know what I'm saying?
Damn straight.
You know what I'm saying?
So give us 5 stars.
Yeah.
share us. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Relatively Subjective. Those are words.
Yeah.
RelSubPod on Twitter. You can also just iTunes and
Google
Play Music.
Yeah.
Relatively Subjective.
Shoot us an email at RelativelySubjective@gmail.com if you want to get a little more intimate.
We're going to be reviewing next week. Ooh. Don't Call Me Angels. Charlie's Angels.
That's right, Charlie's Angels. You heard it, yeah. You guys,
that's
you
the think, song.
Hey, you guys think this is a joke, right?
That's
you guys
the
think
song.
We're gonna come it's... next week and be like, Dr. Sleep? No, we're talking about Charlie's Angels, and you are in for a treat.
Ariana Grande,
because we got some feelings.
Miley Cyrus, Lana Del Rey.
Yeah,
those are the angels.
Those are the musical angels.
Those are the musical,
and then we're gonna talk about the movie angels.
The movie cool.
And until next time, may all of your fates be dark, Terminators.
That's a terrible future. May all your dark Terminators be fate.
Ooh. Bye-bye.
See ya.